What is up, my people? Welcome to the third episode of the ISO podcast with your boy, Andrew. And it's been a minute since I've done this. Just been a hectic week at camp. Just wanted to cover the NBA Finals. Game 6 was last night. The Warriors just couldn't. They just sometimes, man, you're just too injured, and unfortunately, it did them in. So we're gonna talk a little bit about that, and that's pretty much it. That's a nice short podcast today for you guys. NBA Finals now. Unfortunately, we go into the long, boring summer. Which if you like baseball, you're in for a treat. But if baseball's not one of your favorite sports, which it is for most, it's gonna be a rough summer. But let's get right into it. So first and foremost, I think it's important that we recognize the Toronto Raptors for winning their first NBA championship. It's the country's first major title in 26 years, which is crazy. I think it's important that we recognize them before we go into anything else that happened in the series. Obviously, the Golden State Warriors had a lot of injuries to contend with, and it only got worse. It only got worse in the third, at the end of the third, when Klay Thompson went up for a layup or a dunk, and Danny Green was chasing him down, and Danny Green made a basketball play, and Klay Thompson just came down awkwardly on that knee, and out went the ACL. At first, when you see it, you can clearly see something was not right, especially when they went into a slow-mo of it. He got up, walked off the court, realized that if he doesn't shoot the free throw, he can't come back in, but that's neither here nor there because he ended up tearing the ACL. So it was just something else that the Golden State Warriors had to overcome. And give them credit. I mean, guy put an end to three different championship teams that ultimately ended the Miami Heat for sure. Yet to be seen as to what happens to the Golden State Warriors. I think that the Warriors will ultimately re-sign Klay Thompson. And I think they'll also re-sign Kevin Durant. Now with these two injuries, Kevin Durant will not play next year. There's no way he's going to recover from a torn Achilles like that. Klay Thompson, there's hope that he'll make it towards the end of the year, but regardless, I think it's a wasted year for him as well. And to be honest with you, if I'm the Golden State Warriors, I do re-sign both of them, and I don't play them next year. I just don't. It's not worth it. Let them heal. You know, let the Golden State Warriors go through. It's not like they have a bad team. They still have championship DNA. They'll still have Steph Curry. The team ultimately may look different. But it's still the Toronto Raptors, so it'll be interesting to see exactly what happens. I think it's just... It was just... Like I said earlier in this podcast, it's sometimes... Luck, you a championship team, there's no doubt about it. Sometimes they need some luck to play into it. So that's interesting. There's a new story that came out, I guess, tonight or yesterday, about Masai Ujiri. Supposedly there was a security guard that wouldn't let him back onto the court at the end of the game. And he got into an altercation there, which kind of sucks. Of course, all these things start coming out. And once a team starts making some success, I feel like. So that's that. Andre Iguodala, I want to talk about real quick. He never seems to make like a wide open basket right when, you know, in the flow of the game. But goddamn, when you need a three or a steal or a block shot or just something, the guy just comes through with it, man. It's crazy to think of it like that. And there's a lot of talk whether he's a Hall of Famer or whatever. I personally don't think so. Now, for the Golden State Warriors, I for sure put him up. You know, I would for sure retire his jersey because I feel like he kind of is the heart and soul of that team. And they kind of do go as he goes. But that's that. Congrats to the Toronto Raptors. It'll be interesting to see if they're able to keep Kawhi Leonard next year. A lot of people think that he is hell-bent on going to the Los Angeles Clippers. I predicted that on the Three Village podcast, which is another podcast that I have with my friends. I'm starting to think that it's either that or obviously he stays in Toronto. I don't know why he wouldn't stay in Toronto to have a whole country backing you up. It has to be amazing. I mean, I'm pretty sure the guy will be able to go anywhere he wants in Canada and get whatever he wants without paying anything. He's already has a condo, and you know, I'm sure he goes into a restaurant, orders whatever the hell he wants. Boom, he's got it. So that's all I got for you guys today on the NBA championship. I feel like all in all, it was a really good season. I know there's a lot of people saying that the Raptors won because obviously all the injuries, and it would have been a different story if, you know, Kevin Durant didn't tear his Achilles or Klay Thompson went out. But, you know, sometimes an underrated part of a team is its depth. The Warriors didn't have any. The Raptors had a plethora of it. So that's sometimes just how the cookie crumbles. We'll see what happens. When you build a team like that, you see it all the time. Even with the Heat, you have four, three really good players, and the rest are just veteran contracts. So it'll be interesting to see how Bob Myers is able to glue the pieces back together. I have no doubt that he will. He's one of the best GMs in the league. Just give him time. I feel like they deserved it. And just never underestimate the heart of a champion. So I hope you enjoyed this short episode of the podcast. I'll be trying to get back on the grind a little bit. It's been a hectic first week of the summer, as I said earlier. So be good, guys, and I'll talk to you on the next one.